Take your Bible and turn to 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. The Bible says in verse 13, said, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were witnesses of His majesty." Imagine that. "For He," amen, "eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Glory, hallelujah. Unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not of old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought and in this direction, on the Redeemer's return. The Redeemer's return. Now, I got to looking and studying on this in the last couple of days and today, and there's so much in here you can never get out. And when you're talking about a soon coming Savior, when you're talking about a Redeemer, praise God, that's coming again. I hope everybody here tonight believes that Jesus is coming again. Amen. I hope you believe that our Redeemer is coming. He's not even at the door, praise God, to step out and call us out of here. And boy, we need to be ready. But I was thinking as Peter was writing this, and he was writing to the beloved of the Lord. He was trying to encourage them in the Lord. And he said, as long as I'm in this tabernacle. He was talking about the tabernacle and which he dwelt. Now, he wasn't talking about the old tabernacle in the wilderness. And he wasn't talking about the synagogue in Jerusalem. He was talking about the tabernacle of his flesh and the body in which he lived. A tabernacle of the Lord in which the Lord lived once he believed and trusted in Jesus Christ as his Savior. And he said, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, I need to stir you up, by putting you in remembrance. I want to say tonight, it's time for us to remember, praise God, what Jesus done for us on Calvary. Amen. We ought to be able to tell it. We ought to want to tell it everywhere we went. Because if He hadn't saved you by His marvelous grace, if He hadn't died on the cross of Calvary, shed His blood for you, we'd be in a terrible shape tonight. We'd be in a fix that we couldn't get out of. But I thank God, because He came and because He shed His blood, Brother Bill, on the cross of Calvary. He come one night, one day, one morning, one evening, one afternoon to where you was, and He brought a bucket of hope, praise God, and He just poured it out all over the place so that you could get some. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad He didn't hold it back that day when He come my way. Praise God, He dumped out the whole pail all over the place. It was a running in the aisles, in the pew. You said, preacher, just say it. I don't know if I've seen it everywhere, praise God, but I felt it running all over me. I praise God, it was where I was at. I praise God, hey man, it was where it needed to be. On that Wednesday night, 1976, for a little old toe-headed boy, I praise God, could get some on him and get right with God. Amen. God, having remembrance, praise God, where the Lord brought me from. I know that, hey, like a old Peter says, one of these days, if the Lord tarries, He's coming. Amen. We're going to lay down this old tabernacle of clay in which we live. I pray God that be all right. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. One of these days, when they roll us down somewhere, park us for a few minutes to say a few words over us, I pray God that'll be all right. They can do that. But glory to God, I'm going to be shouting in the portals of glory with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I may be running me a lap or two, thanking and praising Him. Amen. For all the goodness and the good things He's done for me. Amen. Praise His holy name. Glory to God, there's so much in here you couldn't get it out in a week. Amen, praise the Lord. But he said, amen, he said, one of these days, in just a little while, he says, I'm going to go by the way that Jesus showed me. Amen, I'm glad we can start on that way right now, ain't you? How we can go by the way that Jesus is showing us. You say, how's he showing us? He's showing us through his precious word of truth. He said, take up your cross, praise God, and follow me. Praise his holy name. He said, I'll endeavor that you may be able to, after my decease. In other words, Peter's talking about his exodus. He's talking about when he leaves out of here. Amen. And now he's not talking about dying. Hello? Peter's are talking about leaving. Amen. Praise God. That word that he uses here, his decease, praise God, it means to exodus. It means to go out of here, praise the Lord. Peter said, hey, listen, Jesus done told me one of these days, praise God, I'm a leaving here, bye-bye. Amen. I will say, praise God, one of these days we're leaving here. Bye-bye. Goodbye, world. Goodbye. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to fly out of here, praise God. We're going to take a plane air ride one day in a little while, praise the Lord. And we're going to go be with the Lord. He said, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have the things always in remembrance. For have not followed cunningly devised fables. Amen. He said, what we've been telling you, what we've been living before you is not a fairy tale. Yeah. Amen. I won't say Christianity's the real thing. Yeah. Amen. If there's anybody in this world that's got the real thing, Brother Robert, it's children of God. Those that's been born again, believers in Jesus Christ. Praise God, we've got the real stuff. A whole lot of this stuff's just fake and make-believe. Every bit of it's temporal. But praise God, I'm glad we got in on the foundation of something that's real and sure. Something that's enduring. Something that's forever, praise God, forever settled in heaven. Bless his holy name. Amen. I'm glad it ain't a fable, ain't you? Yeah. Amen. When we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But he said, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Amen. Praise God. They said, we saw Jesus. We saw him in his splendor. We saw him in his glory. We saw him in his majesty. Now, who is a majesty? A majesty is a king. Amen. In other words, Peter said over at the Transfiguration, over on the Mount, praise God, we saw the King as King of, the Lord Jesus as King of Kings, praise God. Amen. Boy, if we could just see him as a King of Kings, praise his holy name. He said, for we received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice from heaven, from the excellent glory. Amen. I'm talking about a good glory. A glory of God. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Praise God. Let me just slow down just a second now and say, praise God, if God Almighty is pleased with Jesus, amen, then praise God, we ought to be pleased with Jesus too. Amen. If God the Father couldn't find anything wrong with him, praise God, we oughtn't to find anything wrong with him either. Amen. He's altogether lovely. He's perfect, praise God, in every aspect. Amen. Praise his holy name. He said, in this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount at the transfiguration. He said, we heard it, praise God. We heard the voice of God Almighty. Amen. I don't know about you. I've heard the voice of God Almighty too, ain't you? He said, preacher, I've never heard an audible voice. Praise God, we've got it in the volume of book. It's written. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Praise God, we've got it. The Word of God given to us. Praise God. And we see this thing playing out, and we see about the time that the canon was set down when Jesus went out of here, praise God. And we see the magnificence of God Almighty as he began to deal with the hearts of men. Praise God. And we see this more sure word. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Hey, Robert was singing at the lighthouse song a while ago. Amen. I got to think about that day when I was reading this. Then he said, volunteered to sing it, and I didn't have to even ask him. I got to thinking about that light that's shining, praise God, that we might see. And the light that we have, praise God, the lighthouse that we have is none other than Jesus Christ, our Savior. And he's shining from shore to shore. Amen. Them old lighthouses, they'd put them up at every point along the reef where they could see them. so that the ships would know to stay out from danger. But I'm glad we've got a Savior, praise God. We have a lighthouse in Jesus Christ that shines all over the world and shines in every heart. Praise God, what a Savior we have. And we have a more sure word. Praise God. Have a light that's shining dark places until the day dawn. Now watch this. This is where we're going tonight. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen. Praise God. He said, when that day star, amen. Praise God. When it begins to shine, he said, when that dawn, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. And now that day star, it represents a light bearer. He said, praise God, when the light bearer begins to shine in your heart, do you remember when the light bearer, when the light began to shine in your heart? Praise God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't remember that. But praise God, you ought to remember the day that Jesus Christ saved you by His marvelous grace through the Holy Ghost of God, amen, touching your heart and your life. Amen. Took a word of God from your head to your heart, compressed it down in there, praise God, till you felt it in your soul. And you said, God, Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me, an old sinner. Save me by your marvelous grace and help me, Lord. Then said tonight, sometimes we need to just humble ourselves before God and say, help me, Lord. You know, it's hey, we pray all the time, Lord, would you help us? And we do that for that one. Sometimes we just need to bow our heads and say, Lord, help me. Forgive me. Help me, Lord. Encourage me. Show me, Lord, where you have me to be. We see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see them speaking of His first coming when He came. Amen. And the first coming, the Bible tells us about in Genesis chapter 3 that would take place. He said that there was a time coming because of sin that the Lord would have to deal with it. And He said in Genesis 3:15, He said, I will put in between thee and the woman, talking, praise God, in between thy seed and her seed, and I will bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He was talking about the old devil, the demon, the serpent, amen, that old deceiver. He said, hey, there's coming a day, praise God, that they want to come, and His name's Jesus, and He's coming, praise God, to seek and save those that's lost. He's coming to bruise your head, praise God. He's coming to put a blow on you like you've never had before, big boy. Amen, praise God. There's a soon coming Savior that's a coming, and they said they're looking for Him, praise God. They're expecting until He comes. Amen. And I got to thinking about that. Now you just bear with me just a minute. Now, when you get to looking at time, and people all the time say, well, preacher, you know, it just seems like Jesus ain't ever going to come. It's been so long. It's been over 2,000 years since He left, and He ain't come back yet. Well, I'm going to say, praise God, they was looking for over 4,000 years before He come, praise God, and they was looking for Him to come. Amen. Amen. Genesis written in 4004 B.C. Now, I got to think about that today. Boy, I got to bless down my heart. Now, that B.C. means before Christ. Amen. They was. It's 4004 B.C., before Christ. That's how they count time. That's how they, chronologically, that's how they told time. That was their dating system. Amen. They had 4004 B.C. That's what they called it. You say, what does that mean? That means they knew Jesus was coming, praise God, before He ever left out. Amen. Praise God, somebody was looking for Him, praise Lord. That's how they begin to set up their timetable, praise God. He said in 4004 B.C., that's when Genesis was written, praise God, somebody was looking for a Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then we come to the time of the birth of Lord Jesus Christ. And it was we come down to 10 B.C. and 9 B.C. and counted on down to 1 B.C., amen. And what happened at 1 B.C.? Praise God. The count run out. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord Jesus Christ came on the scene. Praise His holy name. A.D. happened. Amen. So now, I thought for years and years that meant after death. Amen. But it don't. It actually means a non-demini, which in is a Latin word for in the year of our Lord. Amen. It's when God Almighty seemed fit to send His Son. See, He had a plan from the beginning. Amen. See, we got to remember that God always has a plan. Somebody ought to just jump up and take a loud shout. Amen. We live in a world today, and we get so tore up. We say, "Oh my goodness, what are we going to do now? Everything is such a mess. Everything's upside down. Everything's running sideways. Everything's contrary to the church and the people and God and our families, our homes, our lives, and our situation. Everything's just out of order." Amen. But I want to say, praise God, God Almighty has a plan. Amen. The same plan He had from the beginning, the same plan He'll have in the end. Praise God, is to redeem man and call him unto Himself. Amen. Praise God. The Redeemer's return is imminent. Amen. Praise God. Been expecting it for a while. So we see this thing as it counts down. We see AD, we've seen the Lord, the year of the Lord, the birth of our Savior. We see a promise fulfilled from the Word of God, just like He said it would. Amen. We see the countdown that takes place. And the countdown, hey, listen, that countdown took place in the whole world. Hello? The whole world was going by the same countdown. Amen. When they got the BC 10 and BC 9 and BC 2 and BC 1, praise God, somebody was saying, hey, this thing's just about over. It's time for a Savior to appear. Amen. Praise God. The prophets of old, praise God, the prophets of Israel was expecting the Lord to come. Amen. The coming one, praise God, they was staking everything on it. He said He would be the seed of Abraham. Praise God. Amen. The stock of Abraham. He was the direct descendant of David, praise God, the King David. And said He's a coming, praise God. Just like He said He would. Amen. You say, has He changed His mind? No. It's not just a whim on which Israel was looking for the Savior, the Messiah, for 15 centuries. Amen. For 15 centuries, Israel was looking for their Messiah before He came. Now they're still looking for Him, but He's coming again. Amen. Just like He said He would. It wasn't a whim. It wasn't just a something, praise God, off the cuff. Praise God. They were expecting Jesus to come. They were looking for a Messiah from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter number 4 says this. Say Galatians 4 and 4 says, but when the fullness of time was come. Now that means the fullness of time was come. That means something happened. Amen. In God's timetable, in God's plan, praise the Lord, time come. Time for a Savior, time for a Redeemer. He said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. Praise God. You say, what took place? He's talking about a Redeemer, praise God, who would come and make a way, praise God, that we can be redeemed back to God. That means we can be initiated back into the family. Amen. Praise God, we become an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, our Savior. We see the magnitude of His coming when He came the first time. Amen. The magnitude, the pomp, and we see the countdown of the BC before Christ, praise God, till He come. While He was coming with the anticipation. It's like Brother Kevin was talking about. He said he likes Christmas and said he wishes it lasts longer. I told him to hush. Amen. He said, it won't be long till Christmas. Praise God. I thank God for Christmas, don't you? We celebrate the birth of our Savior, praise God, when He was born. Amen, praise God. The magnitude of Lord Jesus Christ, His divine incarnation when He come into this world. Praise His holy name. His incarnation, when He came and became a man and dwelt among us. Praise God. The miraculous birth of the God-man. Amen. Praise the Lord. We celebrated on Christmas. And when He came, praise God, it changed everything. Amen. It changed chronology forever. We went from counting B.C. to going to A.D. Amen. Praise God. Because of the year of the Lord. He said that year come when God Almighty said, this is it. You say, Pastor, He said that to say what? So I'm saying, praise God, God's got another year, praise God, and a day and a year. And He's going to say, youngest, He said, this is it. This is the day. And Jesus is coming back. The Redeemer will return, praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. But everything changed. Amen. The civilized time changed. Praise God. The day a babe was born in a manger in Bethlehem, it changed history forever. I tried to explain the other day, a fellow said he didn't know if he believed in Jesus or not. I said, what don't you believe? Amen. We know, praise God, we know history itself. If you disallow the Bible, history itself said there was a man, Jesus, who lived and walked in this world, who died, praise God, and shed his blood, died and went to a borrowed tomb. And 3 days after that, praise God, he got up. The Bible said there was over 500 witnesses at one time seen him after he rose.
Amen.
Amen. History declares a risen Savior, praise God. And the disciples of Hell said they went up on the Mount of Olives and they watched as he was taken up into heaven. Praise the Lord. And the angels, a witness, come and said, in the same manner as you see him go, he's coming again. Amen. Glory be to God. He's coming back. Praise God, he's coming back. We need to be ready. So we see the magnificence, praise God, of what took place. We see a new era, praise God, that come into play when Jesus Christ, our Savior, a new prospect for humanity, praise God, if you will. Amen? They had something they could see. Amen. In other words, a door of mercy was thrown open, praise God, so that folks could get in. Amen? Thank God for the door of mercy that God opens up for you and me.
Amen.
And whosoever will, praise. I just don't understand why people don't want to get in. Amen. We get so caught up in this world. Why? We get so caught up in the flesh, we don't want to go with God. But there's a new era to God's open. He's opened the door for us, praise God. The prospect for humanity has changed forever in Christ Jesus. And when we receive Him, we follow Him, that door of mercy is open for you, it's open for me, it's open for our family and our loved ones. The same door. Amen? It's not a different door for Brother Bill and a different door for Brother Junior. Praise God, it's the same door. Jesus is the door, praise God. And all that can, praise God, should enter in. Partake with Him. Praise His holy name. Amen. Because they's rejoicing in it. See, not only is the door of mercy opened up, but there was a proclamation made. Praise God. Glory. A command was given to praise and give God glory. The Bible tells us in Luke. Let me just read it to you. In Luke chapter number 2. Bible says in verse number 3, lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, the shepherds abiding in the field, their flock by night. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all men. Hey, if ain't somebody ain't rejoicing and joying in the Lord tonight, it's their own fault. The angels of glory, praise God, is proclaiming great joy to mankind, to all people, praise God. Amen. If you're sad and downtrodden tonight, praise God, it's your own fault. It ain't God's. Praise God. He come, praise God, to bring joy to all people, great joy, good tidings of joy, which shall be to all people. Amen. So if we see the magnitude, we see these angels, praise God. Now this angel was there, and it was talking with them. And while it was talking, there were some others got in. He says, this is that for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's why they was getting excited. That was the good news. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly, now I'm talking about the magnitude of revival breaking out, brothers and sisters. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praying. praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward man. Hallelujah, praise God. The Savior's come. The Redeemer's here. Glory, hallelujah. Good news to every man. Tell it all over the place. Jesus Christ is here. The Messiah's born. Amen. Can you imagine the magnitude of the pomp, praise God, that happened there on that little hill with those shepherd boys? It so intrigued him. He said, hey, listen. He said, we've got to go see this thing the angels told us about. Amen. You know, hey, let me tell you tonight, friend, praise God, if we'd realize the soon coming Savior, we'd want to go tell people about what God has showed us about. Amen. Bless His holy name. It'd be getting good. Praise the Lord. But if the magnitude, praise God, of the first coming was that magnificent, what about the magnitude of the second coming of Jesus Christ our Savior? Amen. I got to thinking about this today. This morning I was sitting out there in the study, and that wind was a blowing and a howling. It was getting cold. And I got to thinking about, praise God, a soon coming Savior. Boy, I got warmer. Hey, I was talking to somebody. And I said, yeah, I had to come out and turn my heater on. It was cold outside. And by the time I got through, praise God, I had that thing turned off because it was getting awful toasty in there. Amen. The heating hadn't been on that long either. Praise God, hey, somebody moved in there with me. Glory be to God. And I got to think about the magnitude of the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. Because, hey, listen, He was abused and used, praise God, when He comes the first time. But it won't be like that when He comes again. Amen. The Bible says that in the first advent, the first coming said He come in weakness and humiliation. You see that in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 and 8. Said He come in weakness, come in humiliation, come as a humble servant. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6, he said, let this, verse 5 said, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, the very form of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So we see it when Jesus come the first time, praise God, He come as a lowly servant. He come in weakness. He come in humiliation. Praise be to God. He gave Himself. He sacrificed Himself. He come down, praise God. He condescended down to where we were because we couldn't get up high enough to get to Him. We were just a worm such as I. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty, Brother Kevin, sent His only begotten Son to come down to where I was. Praise His holy name. He come down, praise God, in weakness and humility. Praise His holy name. The second time, though, He's not coming in weakness and humility. Praise God. The second time, He's coming in power and great glory. Praise His holy name. If you'll continue reading in Philippians chapter 2, Paul says, wherefore God also, in verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. Amen. There's none like Jesus. Praise God tonight that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Amen. Praise God. He come first time, praise God, in humiliation. He come in weakness, but praise God, when He comes again, He's coming in glory. Praise God, He's coming in pomp. He's coming, praise God, as the God of heaven. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Power and glory will be His. Amen. When He come the first time, He was despised and rejected of men. Amen. Despised. I got to think about that day. Do you realize how people's treating Him today? The same way they treated Him then. If people only knew that He was Jesus, if they only knew who He was, they would have treated Him different. Amen. I told you there's a whole book before the Old Testament called was written in B.C. before Christ. They knew, praise God, He was coming. They was anticipating Him coming. Yet they denied and rejected Him when He got here. These people still denying Him and rejecting Him, praise God. But the Bible says when He comes again, praise God, He said that every knee will bow. Amen. That at the name of Jesus. Now, they won't just be falling down. They ain't going to fall down like that before the Antichrist, but they will because He'll make them. Amen. They will before Jesus Christ because He's going to be Jesus. Amen. No man will be able to stand before Him when He comes again. He's coming in power and glory. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Praise God. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Amen. Every knee should bow. I won't say we shouldn't have to wait till Jesus comes. We ought to be bowing the knee now. Amen. Amen. That's what's wrong with us. We're not humble enough. We got too much stinking pride to bow the knee to the Lord. What would people think if they see me go to that altar? Praise God, they'll think you're getting help from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't want people talking about me. Praise God. Hey, listen, they're going to anyway. You might as well just go ahead and do business with God and get things right with Him and forget about what they think. Amen. Hey, they can't help you. Hello? They can't help you. They'd like to, but they can't. But Jesus can, praise God. He can help you. Amen. Every knee will bow. Every tongue should confess. Amen. Praise God. Every knee should bow. Every knee should confess. You know what happens? We get hooked up that way. Praise God. We'd be running right. When every knee bows before God, when we get to thinking, no, Lord, I'm nothing, praise God, but You're everything. Amen. When we get to bowing the knee, we get to confessing with our lips, praise God. Kind of like what was going on here a while ago, praise God. Things got the glory world was coming in. God just started getting under the spout where glory was coming out. Praise God. Running out all over us, praise God. That's all right. Amen. When Jesus Christ comes, praise God, He'll get to every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. He will get glory. Amen. Why? Because the whole earth is going to be filled with His presence. Look at Habakkuk chapter number 2. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 14. The Bible said, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Now he's talking about the second coming and the glory. Amen. Now Isaiah speaks of this and he talks about the glory of the Lord. Amen. The knowledge of the Lord. But here in Habakkuk, he's talking about the second coming. Isaiah was talking about the first coming. But Habakkuk's talking about the second coming. He's talking about the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. When people will be recognizing the glory of Jesus Christ as our Savior, when every knee's bowing, every tongue's confessing, praise God, that He is the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We just need to say, you know what? Jesus Christ is Lord, and that's about all I got to say about that. Amen. Praise God, You ain't changing my mind. My mind's made up, praise God. I ain't going back. I ain't taking it back. I won't recant. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Praise God. It makes all the difference. He said, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God." He said, in other words, He's saying the whole world is going to see His glory. The glory of our Redeemer. Our Redeemer liveth, praise God. He's alive right now. Amen. And Peter tells us, praise God, we know that because of the more sure word that we have on Jesus of Jesus Christ our Savior. The more sure word that He speaks to us about in verse 19, but 2 Peter 19, 1 and 19, He said, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy." He said, we've had words of prophecy. The old prophets of old have told you about the soon coming Savior. They've told you about Jesus, praise God, told you about the resurrection, told you about, praise God, Him coming again. And He said, "We have a more sure word of prophecy." He said, "We saw Him ourselves." Amen. Praise God. We saw the Lord Jesus Christ, a more sure word. Amen. Peter said, "Hey, listen, I can tell you more than one prophet." He said, "I saw Him." Amen. "Hey, I can tell you more, a lot of folks, thank God, because I know Him." Amen. "I know Him in the free pardon of sin. The Redeemer, praise God, His return, He's coming." Praise God. Bible says He will. He's promised He would. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians, amen, about a soon coming Savior. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Paul says, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, that and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Well, Paul, Peter done said over there, he said that Jesus is the light, the illuminator. Amen? That morning star. He said, but ye are the children of light and the children of the day. Verse 5, we are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day, now watch this, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God. Who died for us, that whether we be wake or were we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Amen. If talking about the soon coming Savior, returning Redeemer, praise God. He said there's no darkness because the light's been turned on for us. And the light is Jesus Christ. The light's in Him. The light is Him. Praise God. So we don't wander around in the darkness. But you just seek after Him, praise God. If you follow after Him, and you'll stay in the light. Amen. You realize if you keep the sun in front of you, the shadow will always be behind you. Amen? That shadow of death's after us, but praise God, as long as the sun's in front of us, it's always going to be behind us. Praise His holy name. He said, but we got to just keep waiting upon the Lord, praise God, because He's coming in a little while. Praise the Lord. He tells us here in verses I just read in your hearing, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, whether we be awake or asleep, we should live together with Him. So He says that we're not the children of Adam. Said we've been given a light, praise God. And He said, wherefore comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. He said, just stay encouraged to keep looking for the Redeemer, praise God, because He's coming. He said, hey, listen, people may say, well, where's He at? Why is He tired? He's coming. Praise God. Hey, listen, that's between God and heaven. But praise God. Hey, listen, I won't say tonight He's coming, praise God, and we need to be ready. We need to be ready, praise God, for the Redeemer's return, because He's coming just like He said He would. Amen. Praise God. We got to be ready. We got to be encouraging. We've got to be getting people in. He's that more sure word of prophecy that we have. God has promised us a soon coming Savior. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, He promised a Savior, and it took over 4,000 years Jesus to get here the first time. Yeah, praise God. And it's been almost 2,000 years since He left, but praise God. Listen, if something happens to us, we tarry till, and He doesn't come during our lifetime, that means we just graduate out of here and go to be with Him where He is. Amen. Either way, praise God, we're winners. We're winners either way. The redeemed of the Lord. Amen. We ought to just say, the Bible said we just ought to just say so. Because we have the Redeemer's return. It's imminent, even at the door. We see this thing playing out. Praise God. Jesus told us what come to pass, and He said that all these things that we begin to see are the beginning of sorrows, and we're seeing those everywhere you look. Amen. So we ought to be excited. We ought to be looking for Jesus, the returning Redeemer, the Redeemer's return, as He comes to take us to be with Him. It's not going to be long, youngins. I'm anticipating it any minute. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be telling people that Jesus is coming, and we need to be ready to go out of here. Amen. The year of the Lord. Praise God. The year that He decides to come take His church to be with Him. Amen. Praise God. It's not going to be long at all. We just need to be ready. Tell people, Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Amen. A statement and a question in one sentence. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Amen.